In Bava Metzia by the Rosh Hashanah continued, Yud Chesed Elohi Tov Shemim Vav, September 22nd, 1986, on Monday, continued.
Now, why does Rashi, why can Rashi explain it? Why can Rashi explain it? Now what they all believe is, I believe that we should never believe it. The answer is that they all say, because the Shi'i is a Rambam, So in any way, he cannot explain it with an amor teiro. Maybe the time he is back as well can explain it back, let him be memory nige, because he is the last one which will go yamino. But, because of the takone of Amish Babayde, of Mitzitzia, the Nishba, the king is the name of Nizarai. But the question is, Torah said, in amor teiro. Now, so that's the kasha in the past. But the best thing. So, the Ramban is a mitzvah. The Sogi, a mitzvah. And Shere Shrishi. So, they are because the Ramban is much of a lot of dealers. It's why a lot of dealers counts the mean of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs are the other. But in Hanukkah, you can deal it. So the Rambam, so this is massive, how can you count them? Somebody says at the end of Marcus, Kayav mitzvahs, never will the nation sin. And then the Gemara says, because Torah is the Gematria, Torah the Gematria taught in the Reish 600, 406, and hey, he's 600, he's five, so it's 611, and so in the tail of the matriarch is 611, and the reich of the year of the Akurashima, so it's 613. So he says tail of the matriarch, so tail of the matriarch is the right. So the Ramban said, that's no kashi, because there's no shama. Imam Watevo and the Gemara is referenced to the Ramban. So it's possible, so anyway. So we see that the Ramban says that we have sometimes the Gemara the expression, Imam Watevo, and when it refers to the Ramban. So maybe we can say Rashi also. Rashi says that here the reason why they are moving because they are from Shvuye, they are minor. So why does Rabbi say in Amor Teiro Mitzvah Mishba, Yishuv Nemon, is the part of Shvuye because of the Takone of the Kaneilo? So why does Rabbi say in Amor Teiro? The answer is because the Aloha in the Mitzvah Mishba and Shvuye did not change. Even after the Tanoim or Zaki, amazing zeal from each of the people still in the Mixas is where by the power they are. So even in respect to the Rabbanon, we can use the expression in our name. The Choshim Yadei, the only Kodesh Lech Kopa, the Kulei. So the Moe says, so that's the Kashi by Rabbanon. So what is the Teretz Chazokin or the So according to these days, the Rabbi said, now what they are, so what is the Teretz Rabbi? It's not a good time to keep Paraku, it's a legal law. So it's not a good time, it's a legal law. According to Rashi, necessary is not Mishabeyu. Mishabeyu means the ecstasy is a very nice person. In other words, like somebody. There, Balabeyu says, and he says only one person now. So he doesn't have to swear. Because he's such a nice person, he didn't have to return altogether. He didn't return. So maybe he doesn't have to swear. So he had to, in other words, when can he be considered Vishvabhite? When he had an alternative to act differently, to act in a dishonest way, and no one would know anything. Machine change, where the alternative consisted in the entire of Jose. So maybe it's not Vishvabhite. So it is similar to this. That is this. He mentioned the connection between the Rashi Shemini and the Buddha, and the Koran of Rashi Shemini and the Buddha. So we all say that the connection is right. So he, the alternative that he had to do, that he was able to do, that he bowed to Jose, not in Israel. Because the alternative is not a convenient alternative. I could have gone into some words. There is no riot that he is in such an honest person. Maybe he's not such an honest person. The ugly cafe, and maybe the type of person if he could do with impunity. He came to Hakel to do it. But why didn't he do it? Because he's not a Muslim. He doesn't have the heart to deny the chayim in the presence of the Baal. Shemone is gone. Then the Gemara said, the chayim he could have been related to the Yahweh Rashi. By the way, I mentioned some words, some words, some words, some words, some words, some words, you're not committed to somebody else, you see that if you didn't have a hard time, it's crazy that now, because so you think you have a hard time getting money, so then you get Kool-Aid. The reason is why it's not really Kool-Aid, because temporarily he's in trouble. And he's financial straits, so maybe it's money. And he doesn't have money, so maybe he wants to be perfect. And so that money then he can leave it, the whole thing, but he will die. He goes, of course, it's not good. You're not allowed to deny somebody else's money just because you intend ultimately to return it. You're not allowed to love it. I see that. If you do it for the purpose of Shamut, for example, it's really the wrong guy. So after I say, you wish Kahash, I'm saying, yes.
Rationalize
we decided we will keep a mitzvah, the hidden mitzvah, and when the time comes when he will not have any problems with money, so then it will be made a decree. So Shmuel has a purpose in case he's an honest person, and the only deal is to stand with the Kavishtamen, so that he will be deterred from throwing a false belief. Like in the Oxford, or in the Hoshidaman, or from that, for the same. Oh, so that is only Shaya. That is only Shaya, but in the Mitzah. So maybe the Mitzah, so we don't know it. Whether it's honest or it's not honest. So then we say, it's not Jewish, and we can test Mahmersha, if we are Jewish, that he's trying to steal the Chabad's money. So then we'll be so important to do, and so if we're not Jewish, then money is still the money. We are only Jewish, that for the time being, he tries to be stumbled to come to stumble. So actually, not a dishonest person. So maybe he told Bodhim Shmuel, so then he will pay the wage. And he made it. So, the Kalahima tells us, so what the Kalahima tells us? That it's Mahuyish. And if it's Mahuyish, well, maybe Hoshida Momene, Hoshida Shmuel, is the Bond Rash. And Rash didn't say, Kamasha Kalahima, that maybe Hoshida Momene is Lui Hoshida Shmuel. Because Rash is she is, the Kalahima is always a scholar, you know. We see maybe Hoshida Momene is a Hoshida Shmuel. Rational of the Kalahimea, that even though that even though Kodash Mise, but here it's not Kodash Mise, because we don't assume that he is a honest person. We don't assume that he is a honest person. So, in Mele, he can swear because only doing it is somebody called Mishtabu. That's the Rashi. Now what is this Pshat? Yes?
Why are you saying, I mean, if it's a student of Kamishtamu, so why, how come he was called for Hakol then?
What?
Since he was called for Hakol, why is this student of Kamishtamu?
Why was he picked
up? He was called for Hakol.
Because, and that you have to say completely stupid. Even though by his Kabbalah, we also see some of Kishtamet. But it requires much more chutzpah to be a Ishtamut Kishtamet and to hold it and the degree of chutzpah that is required to be the Ishtamut Kamishtabi and happy there. It's a question of psychology of the person. The psychology of the person is all that. I look that I'm not an honest person, but if you feel it's said, I hope it is not good, then people would say, he's an honest person. So then it's involved. Denying the whole thing, involved on a relative scale, involved much more chutzpah than denying happiness. That is Rashi Pshat. Lekarin or Sharikar Bukhun, Mahirin, and the Kodakash will say, Komashim or Betwa, that is Hirashu. But how can the Hirashu be a Hoshlamon or Kodakash will say, person who's an architect in denying the faith. So, it's not a good time. But, when is a child to say that it's not a good time, if the potential time would involve it, and the actual time does not involve it? So then, it's not a good time. It's either or. But one of Shachit will say, you know, it's part of Achillim. So even Mitzvah's Achillim is in other ways. So the actual time is not a good time either. So since one of Shachit is a good time, so then there should be a riot that in this case he's honest to tell the truth, because if he hadn't been interested in telling the truth, he could have mentioned the other time. Of being with the Hakel, that would involve Kutzpah, but being with the Mitzvahs also involves Kutzpah, because he still is capable of the head. So he should still be now. Where is Rashi and by the Hula Buddha? Because Lord Rashi says that it's required a lot of Kutzpah, so that means the Achim should be that the Mahamas, so they lay. The question is, how can we hold the share by so we are not alone, and that's very simple. They should use the media of the government. He's very cautious. So the next question that I'll be doing is, Marcia, if you say it's in the house, why is it not? Because the potential time of being in the house involves good stay. So the actual time of being in the house, keep a half hour, and you don't need to keep a new size. And it also requires good strength. So maybe the timing is also not the timing. So seeing the actual timing is not the timing, just the potential timing. So it's not the old is only when the potential timing is also good strength. And the actual timing does not belong. But here both patterns, they belong. So Mela, you should never in the Nige, and you should never in the Nige, you should get this way. So the answer is, the high pulley boy, So according to page 6, the second kasha by Abi's mother Shahid, who say that the person is not raised from the so just as he's not raised to deny the whole chay, so he's not raised to deny the power of the chay. And but he does deny power of the chay, so then we have to say, on the contrary, so that this time he's an honest man. This time he's an honest man. Now look what it is. Lochim Vishlema, the Kulet Boy Rendele, Yonima, Hadun Reis, Nemesuch and Haibu Reis area, because if he hadn't been honest in this regulation, so we could have been paying. I don't owe you any penny. The fact that he's made the Yos of 50 shows he wants to be honest in this regulation. He's honest in this regulation. And what do you say? Well, he's not honest, but he's afraid to show chutzpah to deny the whole chayt. If he's afraid to show chutzpah to deny the whole chayt, he should equally be afraid to show chutzpah to deny part of the chayt. Father, and you know his parents, he's the high to cool and boy, the high to lay the way, he shall be taken, he shall be taken. So the more his parents, he's dead. That actually he's not a husband. Because, but he's not a husband, how is it the nice father of hey, actually wants to make it okay. But he's in financial straits, so he wants to gain some time. Then ultimately will remain in the whole country. But he's not a husband. He's not a husband. If he's not a husband, some male. He's not a Muslim, so Mele, he cannot say. So Mele cannot say that he has Nige, because what is the Nige? No, he doesn't have Nige, because the potential timing is not the timing for him. The potential timing involves life, it's the actual timing involves much less. Also lost, that much less. So you need to do that. Arlava Sevi, like a Roche, in a lake. So I call the Rashi Arlava Sevi, like a Roche, means by a boy Sevi, so we cannot say that. So maybe the first time that he's not a first time that it's still Ishtamun Kamishnam. But according to this, what the Pshat in the Mashmur. So, Abelard, let's look at it. Before we go over the whole thing, Abelard was saying, like, when you're in Mashmur Kamishnam, you should go for Hake. Ine, jini di khoshi du, uli se khoshi name hashi ye se, na di khoshi, kamashno kawa khinda di abda mi khoshi, di shtamu di kong shtamu. Ya, ito di nu di khosha di ye. So how can you say, abo ado se ne di nu no khe kota di shtamu, jini shi kofa hake, jini di khoshi di nu se kona shi ye se, when they say shi di nu ye, di khoshi name di nu di khoshi da shi ye se, then you say, hey, no, come on, how do you do that? You say, hosh da momene, loy hosh da shkri, this is all yes. But, the reason is why I'm here is to resolve the kawashinya, because without the kawashinya, I could argue that hosh da momene is hosh da shkri. But hosh da kawashinya, that hosh da momene is loy hosh da shkri. Let's see the things. Now, okay. Now, okay, Now again here, you see, that you will see, it says, Volkame, because in Rashi, Volkame, that goes by, and Tayyisim says, in the name is not to know, and they, why is it not made? Why? People don't have roots to hold together, people have love, but people don't have roots there to say a lie in the presence of the Baal-Din, when he knows that he's Baal-Din, knows that he's lying. But Rashi explains, Volkame, Dafu Zayin, that the reason is why we say, in the name is tolerable about him, is because of our state, according to this, says, in the name is tolerable about is not based upon the council of our state. He personally feels inhibited in saying the lie when he knows that the person to whom he's saying the lie knows that he's lying. No, they lie. People don't mind lying, but they don't want to be caught lying. So, if you would say a lie in the presence of a person who he knows that he's lying, that the person doesn't lie. That's a qualification. According to Rational, there is no such thing that the person doesn't want to lie when the other person knows that he's lying. That the person is very good. But he doesn't want to lie in the presence of the person to feel indebted because he's like a thing that he gave him along. But context has nothing to do with feeling indebted. He just the person feels inhibited in lying in the presence of the person who is Makabish. Now that he appears in the immediate neighborhood of the Hakkos, he left the Ocha and the immediate outbreak, and Shammai the Inzim came. And the lady spun up to the Hakkos, who was the Chavir and Maki of the Shikhei, Avo, Mokin Shi Ocha and Lohoiz, he gave his name, the Amamuna of the Hakkos, the Hakkos of the Pras, he is never in the immediate neighborhood of the Hakkos. According to the Rabbonim of Yaakov, which was given to you, if you do well, if you look up the glory of the Lord, that's knowledge, and the glory of the Lord that makes the Machlechim to the Lord of Yaakov. Now, what's the case there? The name of Rabbonim of Yaakov is the Lord of the Lord. Suppose you have Uven as the son of Hameir, and you have Shimon. Now Uven and Shimon are not brothers. Just mention these names. But Hameir is the son of Uven. Suppose Uven Hameir, the son of Uven, says to Shimon. Now listen, I know that you borrowed $100 from my father Uven. Uven is not living. Chameyach, his son is living. And Chameyach says to Shimon, listen, Shimon, you borrowed from my father $100 and you didn't pay it out. So Chameyach said, so that's what Chameyach says to Shimon. Listen, Shimon, you borrowed from my father $100 and you didn't pay it out. So Shimon answers Chameyach and says to Chameyach, true, one of the Yichot of Yodi, I did bow $100 from your father today, but I in his lifetime I paid him up 50, and I only know 50, I only owe you 50. So in that case, the Chachomim of the Yaakov say that Shimon doesn't have to make his way, why should is in the Mikzas. So the Chachamim of Rabbi Yaakov say there is a difference between the case where the timing is between the Malveh and the Rosh Malveh and the Lech Leveh, and where the timing is between the to leave it in the son of the Amish Maori. Here in this case, where the son of Udin Khalil claims $100 from Shimon, then Shimon is made it, he borrowed from Udin $100, but he paid up 50. So then he's put elsewhere because he has to be here. Why doesn't every mitzvah? The answer is every mitzvah so feels impotent. Like to the Baruch himself, the Lord himself, Mashiach in here, he borrowed from Shimon, so I mean from Uri, and his father, so he doesn't pay him today. So this is what he's saying. How much of your voice is made or not, mother, the Holy Lord is a holy father, but I paid up to it. Never needed to do it in the Apple. He's a very good student because here it's not even the Jose, he doesn't require Jose to deny the whole Chayim to the son of the Balchayim. To deny the whole Chayim to the Balchayim himself, in his presence, involves a lot of respect. But to deny the whole Chayim to the son of the Balchayim, only his power doesn't require so much respect.
$100 and Shimon
say is when you go away, you might borrow a penny from your father. So in that case, she then certainly has the chutzpah to be shakel. So even in that case, she means the emotion without the way. So we see it's not based upon the technical rules for the family. Because in that case, so it's made is made of the holiday is made. But if it is a spot, there was only
so then she ministers where and
Maxus, the harmony of the devil, some melee, see them only because there is the devil who supports the Vinaya. So then, in this wise way, but supposedly the devil and the deep try would deny it again, he wouldn't get this way. So we see that there's a cause to get forces of the Corona of Ocados to come, and coming each way, we see that there's a cause that didn't happen anymore. But the Torah tells us, that the Estes were only the case of the devil. The Asian where there is no doubt who supports the three of the Zaya, then he doesn't enter the swear, so he does a household, that the Hagen is the one. And they are two different kinds of kindness where the Hagen has the new devil, or the Lord of the Hagen. So they think of the wife that there is. Why is it good to listen to what you should do for the afternoon? Maybe the day after, when the main should come out of the show, because you cannot be used as a person of their heart, that without their heart, he is them of the person that you play. So you see, if you have to be them all, because maybe you need the girls are person of their heart to carry this way. Anyway, what you see from these things is that he can therefore testify that she can borrow the $100 from the bank. Then she has to pay, even if there's no time stopping by the day. Because it is here, the reason what you should be there for.
But this means, you know, according to the situation,
and the nature changed. So maybe the Rabbi said, he's saying that the Choshid Amomene is not Choshid Ashmus. But there is a hell. It says that the Rabbanon doesn't mean the Rabbanon Takhas Chachamim. He means that there is this halacha is depending upon the morality of the people. So, Yizma Matutah, so really the Choshtan Amene was Choshtan Shoes. Because Yizma Matutah, so people were, so Shmuel was not so humble. Shmuel was not so humble. So maybe if Shmuel was not so humble, so anyone who was ready to gather money was ready to swear a whole thing. But then, years later, in the time of the family, so the situation changed. That has to show them that the dinator changed. Dinator doesn't change. But sometimes the dinator depends upon the wounding of the people. Upon the wounding of the people. So human nature could change. And that the Sheikh mentioned constantly. For example, the Morin Abdu'l-Zohar says that a Jew is not allowed to be Siachim in Nahum. Because they are Choshtan Sherudon. So the Sheikh says that merely the Mitzvah and Abdu'l-Zohar, today we are Misiachim in the Nahum. Even though, I mean, today we also have them by Semites, but still we are Misiachim in the Nahum. Because the Goyim, they're not Choshtan Sherudon. Unfortunately, there are more and more Goyim now who are ready to kill Jews. I mean, that's very unfortunate today. But it's not, generally speaking, so the Goyim today are not Choshtan Sherudon. The average Goyim is not Choshtan Sherudon. He's not Choshtan Sherudon. It means Chas V'Sholem. The Torah changes Chas V'Sholem. It only means that human nature changed. Now, for example, the Bisman HaTanoim, again, now it's, people are becoming more and more licentious, you know, and unethical, and immoral in their behavior. But the halacha is that we are not allowed the Mishneh in the Torah says, we are not allowed to make a behemoth of the Kohen. Why? Because the Kohen, man Chabal, was addicted to Rebiah's behemoth and to Mishnah's Chor. Again, more unfortunately, more and more people today are homosexuals. So, but human nature changed. I mean, they came much better. So it doesn't mean that the law of the Torah changed. As far as goodness are concerned, so that can vary from generation to generation. Generation to generation. So maybe this is what Jesus said. Take it again. He said, Baal Zetain, the Moses in Kamu, the Hoshah, the Moses in Hoshah, the Moses in Kamu, the Hoshah, the Moses in actually Mahatma Torah. So I think this doesn't mean the Haim in the Rabbanon, that the Chachamim were misake, that Choshed Amonim is Goy Choshed Ashmes. He did not know. So Choshed Amonim is Choshed Ashmes. So why should the Chachamim be misake, that Choshed Amonim is Goy Choshed Ashmes? But the Rabbanon means it was a Goy by the Chachamim. Zman HaTanoim different than the Hoye was Zman HaTanoim, because Zman HaTanoim so Shmuel was not so humble in the eyes of the Jews. So Melech, the halacha was Nigel Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashmes. But then Zman HaTanoim, so Shmuel became so humble that the wound didn't change. So it's not the deen changed. The deen is based upon the psychology of the people, but seeing the psychology of the people change, some may let the deen change also. Does the deen has to show in the shino in the deen at all? So this is what it says. They may not have the rabbanon, if you share all the shows of shuwa, and the chat is not that in the later generations, so the Jews who are more here in Shomayim than in this Mama Pitora. No, on the contrary, in this Mama Pitora, they were more here in Shomayim. But this Mama Pitora, so an average Jew was very zoy, was on guard against the Isaac. So the melee, if a Jew already was ready to commit an act of zelah, that means he was such a Russian that he was capable of swearing falsely too, because the average Jew couldn't think of being able to say. So the melee, if one Jew said so low that he was ready to be able to say, so it was choshuv to be that in the Rashi Kapu. But in the later generations, so Shvuyah became more humble. Not because they became bigger tzaddikim, but on the contrary, because they started to be resolved in Yisagezo. So since they started to be resolved in Yisagezo, so they in the Shvuyah became more humble. The Shvuyah became more humble. So now let's say, suppose you compare the Jews today with the Jews of the Arabs. So it makes sense to say the Jews today, the average Jew today is much more full than the average Jew, let's say, Arabs. How many years ago? So there were many, many Jews who didn't come to show to say this. And they didn't mind. They were not easy. Today, not to say this year, maybe in the Khoshabi Paresia, but how will this is here? So because of that, you'll draw the conclusion they are bigger Yerushalayim today than 100 years ago. No, the answer is not because this year is more homo. Because all the Abimish and the Teo is more cow. So this year is, I mean, the Moshe. So this is what it means. So this doesn't mean that the aim of Shad, that the years are Chayim, the years Chazal, so it came more than the Shomayim, the years are Tzadikim, than they were at the time of Mount Torah. No, not that they became, they were less Tzadikim than the time of Mount Torah. But because he was so desperate, he was so zoya in Yisagezo, that if anyone was already resolved from Yisagezo, then it meant that he sank so low, that he was ready, to leave Rasha Katu. But here is Achrei, so Jews were not as Yerushalayim as they were in the days of Matan Torah. So melee, so many Jews were mizalvo in Yisagezo, but in Shvuyah they weren't mizalvo. In Shvuyah they were not mizalvo. I mean, the same thing you could say. Let's say, 100 years ago, if somebody intermarried, so he was choshuv to shmad himself. But today, even people who intermarry, they wouldn't shmad themselves. They can intermarry and be president of an Orthodox synagogue. So why should they shmad themselves? So it doesn't mean that today they are fumer than let's say 100 years ago. So this is what Jesus says. The opposite. They were more tzaddikim. Sachsenov. No, on the contrary, because there is some change, so the Mosulian needs a ghetto much more. So maybe anyone who was without the ghetto was hushing and should do. So whoever was without the ghetto, he was a big Russian. He's a Russian. So maybe he was a big Russian, so he was hushing and should do a shaker too. But there is a thing, so it's no yachshado. So many Jews who are not such a show still started to use all of the desert. So, but each year they were not use also. So mainly the halacha was then that Choshen Amon and Choshen Amon. So they just called it the Rabbon because it was different than its mama the Torah. But it doesn't mean that I'm a Schachon again with the guys. Because the psychology of the people changed. So mainly the wounded change. Mainly the mind of the Rabbono, which the Rosh is sure of the Rabbono. But the Rabbono in the Reich, the Rosh Boze, is Rosh Boze. We come in Reich in the Rabbono Achmen, the Majbini is his own spirit. The Rabbono is the Rabbono, the Rabbono, the Mashma Bani Kame, they have the Reise. What do you mean the Reise? The Reise is the time of Matan Torah that was the Lord the Reise. Not the Beres Achim when the psychology of the Jews changed, when they became less tzaddikim and started to resolve in Sagesa. The Chim has the Rabbi Mashma, the one who got up to the Mishwarakas Sage with the Reise. Über Beschauung der Schule der Rabbi von der Woche, Wochen die Schleima und die Chule von der Sata. Auf der zweiten Reihe ist es Maschina, der Kondiz des Sees, der Heiligen der Rabbi, die Dienst der Rabbi Matsch, die Kostüme von der Sees, der von der Rabbi Minz, die Kondiz der Kauke, die Bechelung, so ist es nicht die Schule der Rabbi, so ist es die Schule, die Reize, but the psychology of the people change. So it's mashma. That is in the Rabbanu Shalom, showing so Shvur Chumrah. Now the question arises, but since it was based upon the fact that on the place of Shvur Chumrah, so it's not that there is a Tachos Chachon. So Meile, Nidereitze, he was not Choshev Hashem. So why does this say that that's really kashi. It's why Gates says so. The Yom Kippur of Yom Shalom that's really the Rabbanu Yom Ha'ochei. But here it's not really the Rabbanu Ma'ochei. It's a shvuah d'raitze. But his mama in Torah, so he was choshen. He was a choshen. But now there is a thing since Shvuah Shulamim was not choshen. But the shvuah was. He shared the rights. So that's a casual thing. Alright. Now, next week we'll discuss that we have a lot of Israel who will hold it with the Kalina Maha. So the way that Texas rejects Rashi Shite, the Hoshi Lamoni and Hoshi Lachi. Then Texas said, maybe you can say that. When the Lord says, Chosh Amor, Chosh Hashem, it's the death of one of the years after him, because he wrote the Torah there. But his mama, the Torah, so Chosh Amor, was Chosh Hashem, so these men, she said, I know that all the time, so Chosh Amor, it's really Chosh Hashem. So what's the pshat here in the Torah? Lord, he's still a whole new regular, if you're not having any, when the Sushin Chayu, they say, the Lord, he's like, an immediate way to the Hakel, Shamed, the Hosea, השתמתי כמו שתמתי, אימא כרק מאמין השתמתי כמו שתמתי, ואימא רוצה את למדון כרשבית היום, אנחנו כרק מאמין ששבוע ססר, שחזוקים את דברי על הבקילים של הלום, או אחד הרב לבני לספון על הבחרי, שם אני השתמתי כמו שתמתי, ושתי מאמין כל מוקי, כל זה נרשי לסת את הרחקי, כאיף לאכול צד ומתחילי, so, time analysis, takes this pshat to the more time, Mount Odeo, maybe it's a tiny issue. Should never be a good issue. It could be a good one. So the answer accessories, inner base part of the Lord. So it's easy to us because the time of the heart is not the time. So we say, what's next? Even me. Why should we swear? From the beginning of the time. You have a eye, you have a heart. That is solid. Because if you get in the type of person, it is honest. So then it could have formed a different life. It could have denied the whole thing. So we say, no, making is this up. This up. Why do we deny the whole thing? We don't have the nerve to deny the whole thing. So then the next question is, Monisha, if a person who even at this answer does not have the chutzpah to deny the chayim, so to deny half of the chayim, he doesn't have the chutzpah either. But the fact is, he did not. So he did not. So Monisha, if he has, so he's not a Monisha, according to the Jesus, the Kashi is not a Monisha. So since we say that a person doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the chayim, so we shouldn't have the chutzpah to deny half of the chayim either. And if he denied, so it's a raya that he is honest. He is not dishonest. So let's again believe. Let's again believe. So the answer is no. He might be a fairly honest person, but he rationalizes. So he rationalizes in order to be Ishtamut, it's all right to deny everything. But to deny, so then you can still ask, one of Jeff. So if he rationalizes, it's all right, there are Ishtamut, deny everything. So he's capable of rationalizing that it's all right to deny the whole credit there, after all, then he'll pay up the whole debt. So he'll be a nice person. The answer is that requires more to deny the whole credit, even there, involved requires a lot of it. To deny half of the credit there, requires little of it. So it's easier to use to say the time that involves little footstep rather than to present the time that involves a lot of footstep. Some may be still in the Lord. Some melee is not memory without you. This is how it is. Now for next week. So you don't have to go beyond next week. But she told a very thorough all the cases, and we should look up the cases, the appeal of the things, the Choshed Amon, the Choshed Hashem. Okay.
Shir Chesim Vamatziva Rosh Hashiva Chavdal Del Heitav Shimon Vav, September
28th, 1986, on Sunday. Without the spirit, because of the media, he could He couldn't be in Shikaha. So Rabbi says, Rashi says, he should be Potter because of Mishabede, so the Kashi is against Rashi. But Mishabede is Potter of Mishabede, and I want to come home and he's in New York. And here we're discussing the rights. So I said that one of the Rashi can say, because Rambam said this, Rambam said, that sometimes you know a human Colossian in Amor Tero in respect to the Abraham. Rambam is from Mitzvah. The Asobis are the first sharers of the Ramzi Ramzi. But all the Shaykh explained to Naam Boteo, if it's a time of Mishpa, he should be never without his fear because of the name. Because of the name. What is the name? He couldn't be a Hebrew. So then the Tarek is Hazokim of the name, one of the name of him. So in other words, it's not a real name. Because what is the name? The name means we say the person is never on his side, because if he had been in some ways, he had a better time. But if the other time, the perpetual time, is not as good a time, the actual time, then we cannot say he is honest. Maybe he's not honest. If he's not honest, why didn't he present the other time? The other time is psychologically not a good time. So maybe, so he likes to present this time, because psychologically this time is much better. So since the potential time is involved, God of course, God always to deny the whole Khalid, in the whole so in may way, he feels better to deny this power. In other words, it's not a real need. So the high political is different, but maybe he's not honest. And he really is ready to deny the whole thing. But why did he deny? It's difficult for him. For I got the captain, she had a minister. Then he more, then he was not the Esther. For I be who the boy was. For I do the evil is the movie. So what happened is he did the partner. So what happened is only sure when he gave the later he could. So Rashi says, what's the second child by Rabbi? One of you said this, he said Rashi by this. One of you, if you say that the reason is why the Torah is called Ishwila by the Israelites is because the Torah is Hashish, maybe not honest. If we are Hashish, maybe not honest, what's the purpose of Ishwila? If it's not honest, then you say, oh, you're a Shaman, you're not a friend of the Israel. So if he's not a friend of the Rebbeinu Sholem, he will swear falsely too. And if you are going to assume he is a friend of the Rebbeinu Sholem, he will not govern either. Why? What's the purpose of imposing the Shvuah? That's right. That's the second kashya by Pharaoh. So then Rabbi says, no. Maybe it's not that we are Chayshishi, that he's really a gazer. No, we are not Chayshishi, that he's really a gazer. We are only Chayshit him that he rationalizes. And he says, well, I'm not a nice person, but I don't have money to pay. So in the meantime, I'll deny part of the debt. And then when my financial situation will become better, then I'll pay out the whole debt. So he's really not a Choshik, I'm guessing. He's only trying to gain time, to gain time. So Mele, if he's not Hoshit and Gezel, he's certainly not Hoshit to swear falsely. So that's the purpose of it. This is how Rashi is doing. So according to Rashi, it appears that he is Hoshit and he's Hoshit as Pusik. But the more he says that war, Choshed Amon is only Choshed Ashmiz. Choshed Amon with the Ashmiz. So Miller case is explained to the more ahead. The first Kashi is by Rabbi. Now what they want is time to be far. We should remember the Nigeri, could it be Barak? So the third is something. Why is it the Nigeri? Because of potential time, it's not the time, because it's involved to other words. So then he said, Kashi is not a chance. If the the potential time is not a good time because it involves Jose and he's not a hostage. So Mele, so Moshe, if you're dealing with him, he's not a hostage and he does not have Jose. So we should believe it because to deny it, part of the dead falsely also involves Jose. Also involves Jose. So Moshe, if he's not in our Jose, if he's not in our Jose, some male, so he's telling the truth. And if he is in our Jose, so again we have to say that we have a Jose who is telling the truth. If he is in our Jose, so he could have shown Jose by denying the whole death. So in the game, why does he have to admit half of the debt? So again, you should be known in the And that's the reason why you don't deny the whole thing. So how is it that he denies half the debt? The answer is, he doesn't mean to deny a half of the debt completely. He only wants to gain time. And then he'll be when the financial situation is better, and then it'll be later. So the meantime, he wants to gain time. Now, so the question is, Monica, he wants to gain time, so again, he could have denied the whole debt in order to gain time. So the answer is, it's easier to deny part of the debt in order to gain time than to deny the whole debt in order to gain time. So in other words, Shabnela, that means that he really doesn't have it. He really doesn't have it. This is how it is. But Jesus says the Kashi is Rashi. So the machlek is between Rashi and Jesus. The second question raised by Rabbi, according to Rashi, is if we say that he will be stomach in our Rebbe, and we are facing him, that he's trying to deny the moment that he owes, so he tries to cast in his moment. So we should say Choshev Avonim, so Jesus says no, that we couldn't say Choshev Avonim, that's what he says, because the Gemara says Davo Choshev Avonim Eloi Choshev Avonim. Now let's go over this again. Ma'ashev Pirush Vav, Kibin de Choshev Avonim, Teichan Yishba, Neyna Yidin de Choshev Avonim, Choshev Avonim, Unishanet de Mishtamei, Vumi Choshev Avonim, Vavzeh Teim, Domosi Pekamon de Choshev Avonim, Lo yuchosh tashvus. Vein lema. Here is the difficult things. Vein lema b'hayim de rabonon. Lifi shom 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 shvua. Mevale. Abo mi de reis chosh tose. Chosh tose. Tavir says, in Leima, as a possible talent of Rashi, against Rashi, from the Gemara Davot, that we get a Choshev Avonim Choshev Avonim. And here, the Rabbi says, V'hai Mechulu Bo Yolei Yemon Efshach, if we say that the Meis Baruch Hu Achive, and actually the Torah is Chishvi, that he tries to be Gazlan, so Melei, if he is Choshev Amzele, so he should be chosed on Shvuah also. So what's the purpose of making him swear? But the question is, but Migi the Chosh Tamam and the Chosh Tashvuah say? So Tisha says, we can say that according to Rashi, his mama can tell, so one was Chosh Tamam and he was also Chosh Tashvuah. But the later generations, at the time of the Tamroim and Amroim, so the human nature changed. Human nature changed. And Shvuah became Rocham. But I put it out last week, and this is mentioned by Tesis in Ksubes Daf Yitches. We shouldn't think that when Tesis says, that it doesn't mean that in later generations, so Jews became more tzaddikim. On the contrary, as Tesis says, in Ksubes Daf Yitches on the base points out, what Tesis means that they became, on the contrary, more hated. So, in this Mamatan Torah, some Jews were more Yerushalayim than the later generations. So, Mele, in order that the person should make a decision to gazel somebody else's moment, he had to sink very low and become a very big Rosh. In order to be ready to gazel, to be kefir mom habib. Now, if he sent so low that he was ready to deny mom habib, so he was capable of swearing falsely too. Mashim came in the later generations, so Jews were not as Yerushalayim as they were as mom habib. So Mele, the Issa Gensel became very calm in their eyes. Big thing, I mean, to Gazel, what is it so terrible? Everybody gazels. So, nothing wrong with them. So Mele, because they became less of Yerushalayim, and they began to, many Jews began to be Mizalzel and Issa Gensel, so Mele, psychologically, even one was Choshed Amomein, was not Chosh Tashvuah. So it's not that they became more firm, bigger tzaddikim. On the contrary, because they became less Yerushalayim. So Mele, Bizma Matan Torah, so Jews and the whole were Yerushalayim. So Mele said, of me and the opinion of Jews were Yerushalayim, and they couldn't even think of being Mizalv and Mizagez. So if somebody, he decided to be able to say, so it means that he sank very low and became a big Roshe. If he became a big Roshe, he was capable of swearing falsely too. But in this moment, I'm learning, so Jews were not in such a high majority. So maybe there are many Jews who were results of this Agezo, but it doesn't mean that they have no Yerushalayim at all. That means that even the so-called Yerushalayim among the Jews were also resolved in Israel for some reason. So Mele, one did not have to sink very low in order to resolve Israel because it became very cold in their eyes. So even if somebody was Hoshet on Gezel, it did not mean he was Hoshet on Shvuah. This is what Tesis says. I mean, that's better. Tesis says in Ksuvos, who touch with Chesam and Beit, who vichuya boy the lady, pure the content of the Mitzir, goes on the forest, or the Tema, my niche, by name, video, of the Amon, of the Amon, of the Amon, say, who loch a bomba, who vichuya boy the lady, who will hush it Amon, because of the Beit, don't know if they come from the Mitzir, that they will pay them, but I mean, because I'm not sure if they say, they lay mad in that they are hush it Amon, of the 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 Amon, Yesam Bishwe, he as Tesis says, Vein Yimadayin Rabbon of Shiro, Shoes of Shpuach Muralea. So one could make the mistake that Tesis means that with their Sachrein, they became bigger Yerushalayim. No, but Tesis is soon as emphasized. Not Tesis didn't even think for a moment that Achshadore and the Bidere Sachrein became more of Tzadikim. But on the contrary, Medinas Achrenim, they became less Yerei Shamayim. So, Bizma Matutor, when they were Yerei Shamayim, and they were afraid of the Bein Shalom, so anyone who had a minimum of Yerei Shamayim wouldn't think of being Mizalv Misagetl. So, who would think of being Mizalv Misagetl? Someone who didn't even have a modicum of Yerei Shamayim. So if he didn't have even a modicum of Yerei Shamayim, so he was capable of doing kol davar also and swearing falsely too. But in the later generations, so unfortunately many Jews who had a modicum of Yerei Shamayim were still mizalzel nisagezel. So in Mele, the wound there was that even somebody who is choshed amalei does not mean that he is choshed ashvuyese. I mention an example. For example, let's say, 100 years ago, so if a Jew was in Chol Shabbos, he was likely to do everything in the world, not only in Chol Shabbos, to intermarry and everything. A Jew was Michal Shabbos wouldn't think of coming a Yom Yeroim to the Minyan 100 years ago. Now today, we have so many Jews, thousands of Jews, who are Michal Shabbos, Tahes, Yerei Shabbos, but Yom Yeroim, they come to the Minyan, and they come even to an Orthodox Minyan and everything, and they put an italics and everything. Does it mean that the Jews today are more religious, more Yerei Shamayim than the Jews 100 years ago? No, it's not because of that. It's because they are less religious. They are less Yerei Shamayim. So mele, they are dissolving in Chil Shabbos. So mele, but in davening in Shul Yom Eroim, they're not dissolving. And let's say in Kaddish, they're not dissolving. It means that 100 years ago, there were many Jews, fine Jews, who weren't so particular about saying Kaddish. Today, you find the Chol Shabbos, but Kaddish don't say, you see, don't say. So that it means because they are more Yerei Shamayim, because Hashem Zohar and the Kaddish, this is what it means. And this says, in Ksuvah pointed out, even though here he uses the Russian that could be misunderstood, they live at Hanging the Rabbanon of Shiroh, Shosh Shashvuach, Mura Aleyev. So, but in Ksuvah he says, Vein Leima, the Natero Hoshin Lama Shvui say, when the Rabbon Damunu Hoshin, the Fisharo, Shoyin Kim, the Momen, Yetzan, the Shvuo, the Tikhu Shvuo, about killing Kot Mamma from the Yashu Gazan, Shikoshin Matero, a diet. Alright, I mean, so this is what it is. So he says, they bring a diamond in the Rabbon. They live behind the Rabbon, the Shiroh Shoshish Ruach Muralayim. I remember 55 years ago, today we don't find such Jews, we don't find. So I remember 55 years ago, it was in Washington Heights, where we lived. So there was a Jewish European Jew. We were holding the grocery store. The grocery store. So, I went to and he kept his dog in the chapel. In those years, it wasn't easy to be in a chapel. It's not like that. Today, it doesn't involve any sacrifice whatsoever. But in those years, 55 years ago, it was a terrific sacrifice. Terrific sacrifice. I heard stories from certain people, their experience, when they arrived in this country 8 years ago. And they wanted to observe Shabbos, but they couldn't get any job. And today, we had to be careful to the millions. But in those years, if you wanted to be in a Shabbos, you couldn't get any job whatsoever. You couldn't open up any business. If you kept your store closed on Shabbos, no one anybody would be able to get the way it was. So, one man told me, I heard the story, I know my father the story of his feelings that he found to be a so he went to a different shop. He told everyone that Chuck is in the town. So, just don't let me know the job. Sit down with Chuck. Oh, I have a chance. So, I went on to the team. Thursday, Friday, Chuck is in the town. So, then, Monday, Tuesday, where were you? I said, I had a cold call. I had a cold call. So, again, Monday, so we work. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Where are you? I can't.